Hey, listen, I'm going to tell you right now, it's 4.07 p.m. I've got to, I'm watching Fox News. They're literally talking about the exact same topic I was on right before we got to the break. I mean, it's amazing. The stories in Afghanistan are breaking as we speak. I guess I better mute the news so it doesn't bleed through my microphone here. But folks, the news is breaking left and right, and some of the things that we're seeing are just boggling the mind. I'm going to come back to that in a second. I got to do this, though. I got to take a moment to step aside from the news and remind you guys of something. One of the team members for Right Side Radio is etaxbreaks.com. They are amazing. It is such a cool thing. Can you imagine having a job where what your job is to find people money? And that's kind of cool if you get down to it. And we're talking about not money you have to qualify for like a loan, or not money you have to beg for somebody to give you. How about because you've already done stuff, like run your business in a way that makes good sense, you get paid. I mean, there's like over 3,000 programs out there that will pay you for the way you run your business. Like, where did you put your business geographically? Or did you survive the pandemic and keep your business open the whole time? Did you keep your employees? Did you hire a veteran? Did you hire a felon? Any one of these things can qualify you for free money, basically. And they only get paid if they find you the money. How cool is that? Now, I know these folks personally, by the way. They've got 23 years of experience doing what they do. And they have literally been out there last month alone, found $7 million for their clients. $7 million in 1 month. Go check them out. etaxbreaks.com/rightside. They've got a website just for our listeners. etaxbreaks.com/rightside. I think you'll be amazed. Copper, you go ahead and get clip number five ready, because I'm going to go to clip five here in just a second. And you just kind of give me the high sign when you're ready for it. But clip five is going to be Lieutenant General John Kellogg. We tried to play it last week, and we had a technical issue with it. But I think we need to understand, I keep talking about, okay, Afghanistan, why does it matter? Why does it matter beyond just Afghanistan? It matters a lot. So if you heard the segment right before the last half hour ended, I talked about why it matters because, oh, by the way, the western border of Afghanistan is Iran, and we're seeing Israel saying things have gotten so bad now since all this happened that suddenly they're having to accelerate their attack plans against a potential nuclear Iran. I talked about the eastern side and about the fact that China, and even General Jack Keane in the clip that we played, says right now China is emboldened. China's looking at this and going, huh, we can do stuff we never would have done before because we got Biden, because of the way he handled Afghanistan. And I was literally reading you an article that came out in the Daily Wire today. I take it back, came out last night. And it says that China's military jets have repeatedly flown into Taiwan's air defense zone since Biden's Afghanistan withdrawal. Understand what that means to our economy. Because right now, more than 1 trillion microchips are made in Taiwan. Oh, do what now? Yep, 90% of the supply of the most advanced chips that we rely upon come from Taiwan. It's the world's largest foundry. It's the go-to producer of chips for all Apple smartphones and high-performance computing. I'm just telling you, Taiwan. By the way, Taiwan is also a strategic ally. And so here's what you need to think about. All right, so Biden is the president now. Not only is he hosing the issue in Afghanistan and hosing us on the world stage and creating a complete amount of uncertainty in our allies, but you've also got the fact that President Biden has never been committed to the idea of defending Taiwan. How about this? 2001, President George W. Bush then bluntly stated in 2001, the United States had an obligation to defend Taiwan if it was attacked by China, saying America would do, quote, whatever it took to aid Taiwan. At the time, then Senator Joe Biden ripped Bush in the Washington Post, writing, quote, words matter. And as a matter of diplomacy, there's a huge difference between reserving the right to use force and obligating ourselves to come to the defense of Taiwan. The president should not cede to Taiwan, much less to China, the ability automatically to draw us into a war in the Taiwan Strait. So what you have there is now President Biden, then Senator Biden, saying flat out, and by the way, China can read the internet like anybody else can, flat out on the record saying he doesn't see the point. There's no automatic draw into a war, and yet we're sitting here looking at an emboldened China that is encroaching across the Taiwan Strait even in the last 24 hours simply because of the feckless manner in which Biden handled Afghanistan. An emboldened peer adversary is doing that. I mean, is he capable of leading us in a national security manner? What about Russia? I mean, Russia right now. Russia's all over Syria. Russia has been messing in Syria the entire time. We have multiple clashes with Russian-led and sometimes Russian troops themselves in Syria. Have you thought about that? And where is Syria on the map in relation? Well, it's north of Iraq, not Afghanistan, but it's over there by Iran, and it's an emboldened, by the way, emboldened Russia that now says, huh, I don't think he's going to be as steadfast. I don't think he's going to be the one who launches cruise missiles. I don't think he's going to be the one who has airstrikes. I don't think he's going to be President Biden. Oh, we're not worried anymore. Why does Russia care? Well, if you look at a map of Syria, you'll see the Black Sea. And then you'll see the straits of the, I think it's called the Dardanelles, down near Turkey, in and around to the Mediterranean, where Syria is. Russia needs a warm water port. They need a port of entry and a port of refuel before they go into places like, you know, maybe the Red Sea and straight down to the Arabian Sea. I'm just telling you, folks, Russia wants influence, and they need us out of the way. All that to say, is President Biden capable of handling our national defense? Copper, if you got clip five, let's go ahead and play clip five for a second and talk about this very thing. This is Lieutenant General John Kellogg, who, if I'm not mistaken, aside from being a retired three-star general, he was also a national security advisor for President Reagan, I believe, talking about this very thing. Copper, play clip five.
Here's the biggest question I've got, Sandra, is does he have the will to really do that, to really, you know, go after people that are going to do something to us? You know, he has proven historically that he has not done that. Remember, this is the guy who sat in the Situation Room as Vice President of the United States when the decision was being made to go after Osama bin Laden in Pakistan. He was the one who said, let's not go. So I'm not really convinced of his track record of having the will to go after these people wherever they're at. I will tell you for a fact, President Trump did. And if you don't believe me, try and call Soleimani, try to call Baghdadi. You'll probably get a disconnected number.
Wow. General Keith Kellogg, always appreciate when you can join us. Fox News contributor, thank you for your time, sir.
Great clip. General Keith Kellogg, I think I said John Kellogg, it's Keith Kellogg. And I'm just telling you, folks, why does it matter? Why does it matter is because of the way he's now poised us on the world stage. Why does it matter in Afghanistan is bigger than, well, we ended the war. Why does it matter is now bigger than, well, we've been there a long time. Why does it matter is now bigger than anything else in Afghanistan itself, because the world stage has been turned upside down. As we speak right this very minute, breaking news as of last night was that the Secretary of State, Anthony Blinken, and the Secretary of Defense, Lloyd Austin, made a trip to the Middle East. Why did they do that? The administration admits on its own that they were on the way over there to reassure their allies that we are still going to be a faithful actor in the Middle East. Why do you think they have to go and provide reassurances in person? Because they have shaken the very foundations of foreign and military policy. That's why. Because as we look at the way they handled Afghanistan and have left people behind, and yes, they left people behind. I told you earlier, I'm talking daily. Just a minute ago, I was texting with a guy who has been working the flights out of Mazar-e-Sharif. And I'm just telling you, it is literally embarrassing to see right now what is happening in Kabul and around the nation of Afghanistan. Because we've got right now the President of the United States, and this is not being reported very much, but Blaze News picked it up, and I grabbed this offline. Blaze News reports that right now, as the Taliban is holding Americans hostage, because they are, the Biden administration says, well, there's not much we can do about it because, quote, we don't control the airspace. Why? Because we gave it away. And oh, by the way, one call, Mr. President, and I'm pretty sure you can let those planes off the ground. But right now, the Department of State is the one holding things up. Six planes holding American citizens have been stranded at Mazar-e-Sharif International Airport for days as Taliban leaders try to extract concessions from them, try to make their life miserable, try to get something out of them. In the meantime, leaked emails that just broke a little while ago says the State Department has been the biggest impediment. Come on, really? Now, Schumer has falsely said, Chuck Schumer, literally, I got a story right here, came off Fox today. Chuck Schumer is saying, well, you know, all those Americans who wanted to leave Afghanistan have been evacuated. We hear they're out. No, sir. No, they're not. I still have, and I've said it before, I still have the images on my phone of the passport of a young mother and her three children, the passports of American citizens who are still stuck there even now. All right, folks, we're moving to a short break, winding down this topic. I'm going to finish up a little more about this new Taliban government. And you'll be interested to hear what they just did with the U.S. embassy that we abandoned in Kabul. I'll tell you about that when we get back. Phil Williams, News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN. We'll be right back. News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN. Phil Williams on the News Talk powerhouse of North Alabama. And the biggest show in the afternoons in North Alabama is this one, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. I'm your host, Phil Williams. The time is right now 4:26 p.m. Hey, I just saw a story pop up. I'm going to go back to Afghanistan and wrap it up. But I got to tell you, a new story just popped up. It was updated as of exactly 15 minutes ago. On AL.com. Yes, I do check that fatalistic website once in a while. And it looks like they're coming up with a bill now to deal with our prison issue. Unfortunately, it involves a great deal of debt. So whereas they did have a plan that would have gone with a public-private partnership and absorbing the cost, it appears now what we're going to wind up doing is incurring additional $50 million in debt service per year. But I'll unpack that for you more later on. Hey, going back to Afghanistan, so the whole why does it matter thing? Why does it matter? I mean, we're out of there, right? Why does it matter? Well, how about our national honor? Let's put that on the show. Oh, Phil, national honor. I mean, how old-fashioned? Old-fashioned, really? Well, how about our national honor? If you look at right now, the Taliban just declared their new government. It's actually an interim, so they may have some changes. But nonetheless, they have declared their new government. Now, the White House issued a report today saying that they have, quote, no rush to recognize a newly announced Taliban government. But the positions in this government are now considered to be in an acting capacity, according to the usual suspects who speak for the Taliban. But Jen Psaki, circled back on this and said there's no rush to recognition and that will be planned dependent upon what steps the Taliban takes. Well, let me tell you who the steps the Taliban is taking. National honor. Right now, first of all, a former Guantanamo Bay detainee, who I believe was released by the Obama administration, has been named as their intelligence chief. Okay. How about this? The interior minister for the Taliban's new government is a guy named Sirajuddin Haqqani. And Sirajuddin Haqqani is literally a guy who is still on the Department of State's, the FBI's website with a $5 million reward for his arrest because he is connected to a terrorist act. And his organization, the Haqqani Network, a sect of the Taliban, was declared a terrorist organization in 2012. Why does it matter? It matters because that's who just got put in charge. And if you think for a second, they're going to be good actors just because the Biden administration says we can trust them with our security? Think again. But here's the other thing you need to know. Your embassy in Kabul, the exterior walls of that embassy have now been painted with large murals of the Taliban flag and the coat of arms for the new Islamic Emirate of Afghanistan. That's your embassy. That's your embassy paid for with your tax dollars. That's your embassy that our Department of State abandoned and rushed to the airport to save themselves. That's your embassy. Literally, it closed on August 15th, and it now bears the imagery of the Taliban flag painted as big as a billboard on the front wall of our U.S. embassy. That's our national honor. And I'm going to tell you right now, the last thing we got out of that embassy was an image of our U.S. embassy flag being flown out of the Afghan capital. And now what we've got is a Taliban government staffed by people who were former Gitmo detainees and still declared terrorists, running a country where we spent 20 years, and they're painting their flag on the outside of our U.S. embassy. That matters. It matters to me, and it matters to our allies, and I know it matters to a lot of you. Folks, it's bigger than just it was time to leave. How we leave was just as important. All right, folks, when we come back, I got some good news. We're going to talk about things that are happening. Open the phone lines up. Take your calls at 866-494-9866, 866-494-9866. News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Right Side Radio. We'll be right back.